No, so you know, everybody wants to know about the year-end recap for 2022, given how dry it was. I mentioned only 3 months of 2022 were above average on the precipitation front. Temperatures were about a degree below average, so the 47th coldest year out of 150 years of records, but the 25th driest year, again, out of 150 years. Now, that colder signal that we saw through the year, of course, we did have months that were warmer than average, but overall, having cooler temperatures did help mitigate some drought expansion and intensification. You look at the last widespread and pervasive drought, which was 2011 through 2013, we had very warm temperatures throughout much of those 3 years, which exacerbated those precipitation deficits. So having these cooler temperatures through the year overall did help some in terms of those longer-term precipitation deficits.